Ian Mullen is a Miamisburg native who's now a writer, director, and producer in Chicago. He's making an autobiographical film inspired by his experiences working at the Neon in downtown Dayton.
When I graduated college, I was like, I very much want to get to Chicago to be in the improv and comedy scene and directing and stage scene, but I don't know how to do it, and I don't really want to move to Chicago without a plan. So while I tried to figure out that plan and how to get to Chicago, I started working at the Neon. It really just opened my eyes, the programming they had there with Jonathan running things. It was also like a really great time in the film world because it was like Moonlight, La La Land, so it was like so vibrant on what was coming out. Going through all that and then being able to move to Chicago to go to film school at Second City, it was like a perfect precursor to do that. If I didn't have the education, informal education at the Neon, I don't think I would have been set up for success when I moved to Chicago eventually.
The title of the movie is Corner Store, and Ian plans to film most of it on location at the Neon.
Corner Store is a coming-of-age story where our main character, Cass, is post-college, pre-life. She's trying to figure out what she wants to do in her life, and then she takes a job at the Neon where she goes through a really transformational time of finding her creative voice, finding out who she is as a person, finding the families you find in the world that lift you up and introduce you to things that you didn't know about, and eventually pushing her towards figuring out what she wants to do with her life. When I was trying to figure out what film I wanted to make as my first feature film, I wanted to tell a story that was important to me, one that was about home. You move away from home, and then the stories that you want to tell are all about home. And I think it's just because home is special, and the Neon's a really special place. It was a really special place for me. It still is.
Lucas Settineri is the producer of Corner Store.
It's a story that has such a universality in it. Although it's based on Ian's time at the Neon, and when I read it, I saw a lot of myself in it. It's something that we all, I think, internally go through, and just with many things in life, we think it's unique to us. And we think that we don't want to share that with somebody, or we can't really voice that. We don't have the words to say it. So when I first read the script, and Ian and I started to talk about it, we felt really grateful and a special time in our lives to be able to tell that story, to be able to put words to it, to that experience. Anyone can see themselves in this, and anyone can relate to this time in life of just being lost and figuring it out.
Why is it important for you to come back to Dayton and make the film on the actual location?
If we're going to make the story about the Neon, you have to shoot it at the Neon. We really thought about tapping into the city of Dayton and the support of Dayton, where let's make a movie that celebrates the city. It's my home, so why not make a movie about home, and why not make it at home to kind of lift it up, add the authenticity that we really wanted? I honestly also couldn't picture making it anywhere else.
And I think, too, there's an instant authenticity where it's made by Dayton for Dayton. Like, the story itself is so much about the city as it is about Cass, as it is about the Neon. For it to be made in any other city other than here, it just wouldn't have that.
When a film is funded by individuals rather than a studio, how does that influence your creative freedom?
When we're getting it from groups of people and local businesses, there's just instant support. Individuals are like, go make your thing. We believe in you. Whereas a studio might be, go make your thing, but here are some notes to make your thing a little bit more mainstream, or a little bit more straight down the barrel, or a little bit more whatever way they want to make it. Whereas support from the community, those people and those places are like, yes, go do it. We're here to support.
This movie is 95% filmed in Dayton, so it's really important for us to reach out and connect with the local Dayton community and partner with them in any way possible. And whether that's helping to feed our crew, whether it's helping to provide gear, wardrobe, props, there's so many things that are involved in the movie that money will allow us to do. But if those things can be provided and we don't need to necessarily pay for them, then that also helps us greatly.
I think back about working there, and it still is maybe the best job I ever had, because I got to eat popcorn, I got to watch free movies, learn how to make lattes. It was just so fun, and it was so carefree, and the jobs like that are, I just love them so much, and I loved working at the Neon.
Ian hopes to begin filming Corner Store in 2026. More information is available on the website cornerstoremovie.com. I'm Adam Alonso. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.